I can't really call them Marisol blasts as such, but people moving on a vehicle threw about 2 or 3 hand grenades late in the evening at about 7:30 around a country bus station in Nairobi. And so far, we have 3 people who have been killed and about 19 people injured and taken to hospital.
I understand that you've closed off the road in the area.
Yes.
What other measures are you taking at the moment?
As usual, we simply cordon an investigation and see if we can be able to catch up with them. You remember from about 3 months ago, we were again attacked, but we managed to break the syndicate and recover the hand grenades and firearms and charge somebody before court.
There's early speculation that maybe Al-Shabaab militants were responsible for this attack.
You know, we are bordering Somalia, and you know we are involved in operation to help the Somali people come out of Al-Shabaab. It's possible that they could be responsible for that. At the same time, people can take advantage of the situation. So I would not conclusively say that unless we finalize our investigations. But there's likelihood of it having been an attack from Al-Shabaab.
Why do you think they targeted this bus station in particular?
What you must understand is that the few attacks that we have had in the past have been done in the evening. These are people who are cowards and cannot face the situation directly. They would attack an area which is congested so that they could get as many casualties as possible.
How would you describe this area of Nairobi?
This is an area that ordinary people pick buses, country buses, people who are living far away from the city, going to countryside. That is the major bus stop which is used for the countryside.
You said that the grenades were thrown from a moving vehicle. Could you maybe give us a bit more specific information?
That is what eyewitnesses have told us, that it was a moving vehicle, and some people threw hand grenades in 2 places. But you must know that in event of a blast, always confusions arise, and people may not be able to come up with an exact thing that could have taken place. But that is the information we are getting.
So you are also saying that it was just one location, there weren't multiple locations?
They have thrown it in about 2 locations, same area.